Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's quickly review Joe Biden and his last two events, folks. This guy's shot. He's done. He can't talk. This is how bad it is. Go ahead and fire these clips.
Like America First high-speed rail line. That's going to take you from Las Vegas to Los Angeles in 2 hours. Create over 30,000 jobs. And guess what? Save billions of tons of because of pollution. Because people, when all the studies show, you can get from point A to point B in a train or a vehicle the same distance, you take the train.
Now, just because we must lower the temperature and our politics is raised to violence, it doesn't mean we should stop telling the truth. Who you are, what you've done, what you'll do, that's fair game. As Harry Truman said, I've never deliberately given anyone hell. I just told the truth and they thought it was hell. That's what I'm going to do. Well, here's the truth about why Donald Trump's presidency was hell for Black America. He tried to repeal Obamacare to kick millions of Black Americans off their health insurance. He had a $2 trillion tax cut that overwhelmingly benefited the super wealthy, the biggest corporations, and exploded the federal debt larger than any one president has in one term. He left no room for us to do what we should be doing, invest in things that affect people's lives, like child care, elder care, and so much more, that grow the economy and help people. His mismanagement of the pandemic was especially devastating to Black communities. Oh, I know, because in other countries, other communities of color. That economic crisis drove up Black unemployment, decimated small Black businesses, and you peacefully protested George Floyd's murder. Donald Trump called for the National Guard to go after you. What in the hell's the matter with this man? Well, I'm serious. Go figure. From a guy who spread the birthism lie against Barack Obama, saying he wasn't born in America and he wasn't a U.S. citizen. God bless you all and may God protect our troops. Thank you, thank you. You know you're
loved. Wait, here he's going to wander around the stage awkwardly, not knowing where he is. It's horrible. Last clip, he's trying to incite a race riot. Yeah, they really, that whole cool the temperature thing really lasted, didn't it? Lasted about 24 hours. And right back to the same lies. And here's Biden lost on stage, not knowing what to do, doing the dementia shuffle.
We can do this, folks. We're the Democratic Party. We can do it.
And you know he never showed his face again. That's why you love
my state of Delaware. If you know, you have, not many don't know my state. My state of Delaware has a Delaware River runs up along, it's jagged. But at the top of the state, there's a half moon. And it goes up along more oil refineries on the other side of that half moon in Marcus Hook areas than anywhere in the country, including Houston. And guess what? The wind blows southeast. We had the highest cancer rate for the longest time. But you know who's affected? Fence line communities. You know who the fence line communities are? Black communities. And I promise, as we make this legislation work, we're going to take care of those communities first. First. I mean it. I know you say, Joe, you may not have a Congress. Well, guess what? You all told me I couldn't pass the Inflation Reduction Act. You all told me I couldn't face it. Anyway. We did it. We're going to bring rents down, as I said. We're going to build 2 million affordable homes. And cap rent increases to 5% a year so corporate landlords can't gouge. Anyway, I don't want to get going. I'm going to get very upset. But they're just gouging America. And by the way, not only saves lives, it will save taxpayers just what I did on the first round on dealing with Medicare. It saves the taxpayer $160 billion.
Now, this is why, and this is in the news today, more calls inside the Democrat Party for him to drop out. The guy can't even talk, folks.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war, it's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
We're about to be joined by election integrity activist and expert Cliff Maloney. First, ladies and gentlemen, we're on air because of you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And I don't want to get into the details, but I mean, basically, as long as we're still profitable, they have to keep us on the air in the interim here. So that's the story right now. We have the Save InfoWars mega sale going on. Now, I saw this story and it made me think about some of the products at InfoWars because this is something a lot of people are struggling with. Groundbreaking study links gut microbiome to autism. Now, you could talk about, well, who funded this story? Is this the big pharmaceutical companies trying to move blame away from their vaccines to gut microbiome? Because that's a real issue. But the point is, your gut microbiome is the real issue. And the modern diet is destroying healthy guts and healthy microbiomes, just destroying them. And that's what leads to all kinds of different health problems. So that's what the real studies have shown, whether you think it's linked to autism or not. The real studies have shown microbiome problems do lead to all kinds of health issues. Now, we have two very important products dealing with this that can help with this. And they're both on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's the prebiotic fiber. Prebiotic fiber is on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So prebiotic fiber, by definition, increases the good bacteria in your gut while decreasing the bad bacteria. Other fibers on the market are not organic. They're bleached and they're modified with all kinds of toxic chemicals to break them down until they have little resemblance to their natural state. Not ours. Not ours. Ours is made with all organic, natural fiber sources. It's the absolute best fiber product available on the market today. It's 60% off, ladies and gentlemen. It's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Very important. We also have prebiotic formula, part of the InfoWars MD line, a premium supplement line at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD products right now are 25% off. So, probiotic formula, 25% off. Prebiotic fiber, 60% off. Very important for your gut health. That's what we want for you. The best health possible. That's why we sell these health supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your support there that keep us on the air. And we thank you for that. Okay, status on guest, guys. All right. Waiting on the guest. This is going around all over the media, and the left-wing media, actually more than the right-wing media. Biden held tense call with group of House Democrats over concerns he can't win. He was apparently lashing out, threatening them, cursing at them. Then Adam Schiff joined in, saying Biden needs to drop out, saying he has serious concerns. So the internal struggles with the Democrat Party are very, very real right now. And I know that, you know, it's not the big story. Biden needs to drop out was the big story for about 2 weeks. Then we had the Trump assassination attempt, and now we have the RNC. But this is going to be a big story again before the election. And so right now it's kind of shuffled to the side, and maybe the Democrats are happy with that, but they are running out of time to make a move. The Democrats are running out of time to remove Biden. And folks, this is just so bad. I'm sorry. The thoughts in my head are just clicking so fast right now. And it's like a game of chess and you can see like 30 moves ahead. The only way they can remove Biden and still have a candidate on the ballot in Ohio and Nevada and Wisconsin is if he dies. I don't even want to say what I'm thinking, and I know you get where I'm going with this. It's so grotesque. It's so despicable. I want Biden healthy. I want the best Secret Service around Biden and his team and Harris. We need Biden healthy. We need Biden alive. We need Biden to make it to the finish line. And I still don't understand why Republicans aren't hitting this and praying for Biden's life and saying we need extra security and saying, please, nobody do anything to Biden. We love him. We need him to run. He's the president. Folks, you see the dominoes. I mean, you see the game of chess. We've covered it all. All right. Joining me now is Cliff Maloney, election integrity activist and expert. Cliff, let me just start it off with this news. I don't know if you've heard this. Big news coming out of Michigan today. Trump campaign and RNC sue Gretchen Whitmer over Michigan voter registration sites. Trump campaign sues the governor of Michigan because basically what she's doing is illegal to try to rig the election in Michigan for Trump. And I look, the way I look at the map is basically because of the drop boxes in Michigan and because of what the drop boxes in Wisconsin, because of what Whitmer is doing in Michigan, that the Democrats are going to win those states. How do you evaluate where we stand right now for the 2024 election?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me today. Look, I think the biggest thing is I'm glad to see us taking action now, right? I think one of the problems we saw in 2020 and even in the off year in 2022 is if you wait till the election's over, it's so much harder for the judges to rule on your, you know, in your favor. So, I think it's a major problem. I think it's the right move for the Trump campaign and the RNC to go after some of these egregious rules. But listen, Democrats are going to change the rules in their favor in every state that they can. You look at Pennsylvania. Here's the worst part, Owen. There are Republicans that use some of these Democrat lawfare type things to win their elections. I'll give you a very concrete example. Right now, there's a legal battle going on in Pennsylvania where the courts have ruled, and this is a good thing for our side, the courts have ruled that mail-in ballots with no dates and with no signature do not count. They've ruled that. Well, guess who's using the Democrat Joe Biden talking points right now? A Republican, a rhino who lost their primary against an America First patriot, is now using the Biden and Democrat talking points in court to try to get all of those ballots to count and to try to set a new precedent that would completely destroy our chances in Pennsylvania. So when you have Republicans like that, I mean, who needs Democrats? So the fact that we're fighting this now is necessary. If we lose it, I'm not saying we can't win, but I think that we've got to adapt. We've got to figure out ways that we can actually beat them at their own game. And that's why I think the lawfare stuff, we should be suing the hell out of them all day on any of these egregious things like we're doing right now. So I think it's a good thing that we're going to battle now instead of waiting until after the election.
So you have Whitmer setting up illegal voter registration areas. You have Wisconsin with the liberal Supreme Court that just flipped saying, nope, we're going to do drop boxes. You have Pennsylvania basically just saying, well, you know, your dead dog who has a street address registered to an empty lot can vote. But I've done the numbers. And the truth is, and this is just the truth, and, you know, I don't know what the RNC strategy here is, but the truth is that Trump can actually still win without Pennsylvania, without Michigan, and without Wisconsin. The numbers are still there. So what I'm worried about, what's our status right now in Arizona and Nevada? I think those are going to be the pivotal states to win. What is the status? How confident do you feel in election integrity in those two states?
Yeah, well, look, I think polling looks good, right? But polling, even if it looks good, the rules have to be there for us. I'll give Turning Point a lot of credit. You know, Charlie and Tyler Boyer, I mean, they're kind of owning Arizona. I think they've got about 250 people on the ground right now. doing the day-to-day of chasing those ballots, you know, working their local precinct. If you would have told me a year ago, we are where we are in terms of polling, in terms of public support in states like Arizona, in states like Nevada, I wouldn't have believed you, especially if you told me the president was going to get convicted. And I mean, I guess the assassination, you know, obviously I probably would have thought that, but the numbers look very good. My thing, Owen, is how do we figure out and how do we plan for the Democrats to change the rules, which they will do, right? They obviously did it in 2020. And how do we adapt to that, right? How do we counter that? And so I think right now, look, I think all of these states are vulnerable to last minute changes. I really feel that way. And it doesn't have to be some new virus or some new, you know, pandemic. But I just think that they're going to come up with different ways to disenfranchise Republican voters. And this is why, look, I'm not a big fan of voting not on Election Day. I think you should vote on Election Day. But I'm running the ballot chase in Pennsylvania because we can't let the Democrats have 50 days of voting and us only have one.
Yeah, that's like saying, right? I don't like the turbo button in NBA Jam, so I'm not going to use it. Well, then your opponent's going to use it and you're never going to win.
Right. And so I think we just have to come to terms with that. Look, here's how I break it down. 2020, they changed all the rules and everybody said, look, don't vote early. There's a lot of potential fraud. Okay, 2020, and we all thought that. 2021, we said, well, the lawmakers will fix it. They didn't. 2022, we said, well, the court will fix it. They didn't. And so then 2023 came around. We all looked in the mirror and said, what in the world are we going to do? So as much as we don't like the rules, that is the current game, and we have to play by those new rules.
Now, my big response to people that say that, oh, the Republicans have done nothing since 2020 is I disagree, and I want to get your take on this. I think that a lot has been done. They've hired thousands of poll watchers. The liberal media is calling them rogue agents. And what other words? They're basically insinuating that they're somehow violent renegades, just poll watchers. They've also hired hundreds, the number might be in the thousands now, of people to be on the scene in some of the most pivotal areas to make sure the law is being followed. Again, the Democrats are up in arms about that. And they've also, at least this is, you know, this is a lot of people's concerns. The claim is that they also have cybersecurity experts that are analyzing these voting machines and running, I guess, what you would call data checks or cybersecurity checks, making sure that they can't connect to the internet, that the coding can't be changed on Election Day. Now, I don't know how much confidence people put into those situations, but I'm just saying they have done something. How much confidence do you put into these somethings that the Republican Party has done? Or what's your line of thought to the response of they've done nothing?
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with that. I think the problem has been a lot of times we try to do it after Election Day. And I've just learned with judges, you know, even Republican judges, like they don't want to disenfranchise voters. So a lot of times if they ram something through, they don't want to try to redo an election. It's very rare for a judge to rule that way. So we have to fight these battles ahead of time. This is what I think has happened, though. I think this year will be the first year ever where we match the Democrats in terms of the structure. Okay, the party on the left does not chase ballots. The party on the left does not do these big-time lawsuits, right? What they do is they delegate. And the Republicans are finally learning this. You know, a Republican National Committee is not built, and I'm here at the RNC now, it's not built for folks to go out and hire full-time ballot chasers and ballot harvesters, right? The delegation of work that we're doing this cycle for the first time ever is matching the Democrats, which is, look, the party can do the top-line battles. The party can do the top-line messaging. The party can focus on the big TV ad buys, the big radio, the big mailers alongside the campaigns. But when it comes to chasing ballots, when it comes to harvesting, when it comes to poll watching and some of these legal battles, we're finally doing what the left is doing, which is we're going to these 501c4s. We're going to organizations that are doing this 365 days a year. So my confidence level is super high that we're in a spot where we're prepared for any of the attempts at fraud. We're prepared for any of the rule changes. And this is the first time I can admit that, because we're just emulating what the Democrats do by having delegation of work so people can be in their lane, focused, prepared, and we can win.
Well, let's hone in on that. There was a big story, maybe it was about a year or so ago, where the spending habits of the DNC and the RNC were published and obviously compared and contrasted. And what we saw was the Democrats spend most of their money on voter drives and voter data. I mean, millions. It's like that's the brunt of their spending is on voter drives and voter data. Under Ronna Romney McDaniel, the most money that the RNC was spending, is crazy to think, was flowers, balloons, meals, Botox, luxurious trips and hotels. And it was like a nickel fell out of Ronna McDaniel's purse into voter data and voter drives. Is this what you're talking about? To get into the specifics, Michael Whatley, Laura Trump, is this what you're talking about? The changes?
Absolutely. I mean, that you're hitting it out of the park. I mean, I have gotten a lot of trouble over the years because I've not been afraid to call out Ronna for just completely running a party in the wrong way. And that is the big disconnect. Democrats are serious people. They take what they do as their access to power. And that's what their objective is they have to win. Republicans don't have that mindset, or at least we didn't used to have that under Ronna. And she needs to be called out, you know, and they would just get all of these hundreds of millions, $250 million for election integrity after 2020. What happened to that money? Where did that go? You know, it's just lining the pockets of these consultants. And so, yes, that is the change. Under Michael, under Laura, I have felt great about the party. The party is working directly with a lot of us on the ground where we can legally. The party is working directly with big-time candidates and even local candidates. There's just finally that cohesion, and there's finally that cooperation legally, and this coordination that just it needed to happen a while ago. And I finally feel like we're stepping up, we're being professional, we're allocating money towards what needs to be done to win. And winning is the top priority now, not the chicken dinners, not the cocktail parties, not the hundred thousands of dollars for bouquet flowers. No, Laura Trump cares about winning. Michael Whatley cares about winning. And that is why I feel very confident about 2024.
Well, I love that message. It's all about winning right now. I couldn't agree more. And it's all about winning right now, not who speaks at the RNC. If I'll just throw that little red meat out there, because I'm sure you're aware of some of that. Chatter that's going on. But, you know, to get back to the RNC spending, it was famous when Karl Rove took over the RNC. And I know Karl Rove is not exactly a name that gives people warm fuzzies inside, but there's a reason why George Bush won two elections. When Karl Rove took over the RNC, he got in there and he apparently went on tirades and was threatening people. If you spend a dime on a floral bouquet, if you spend a dime on a chicken dinner, if you spend a dime on a happy birthday balloon, that you were going to be fired. And so that was how he ran the RNC. That's why George Bush won two elections. And I don't know if Whatley is channeling that or they're just kind of going with common sense spending now. The point is, it does make a difference.
Yeah, and you're talking about, you know, the RNC will probably spend, I mean, gosh, we're talking hundreds of millions, if not into the billions, right? And the other thing people don't realize about the party is the party has all of these certain rules that allow for it to fundraise at a much higher level, right? The party has all these rules that allows it to coordinate with certain candidates. And so, yeah, I think that we're in a position. Look, Karl Rove, you know, probably one of my least favorite people in the world, but the guy wins, right? Do I think his tactics are still the tactics that can win today? No. But he created them back then. And like you said, he won two presidential elections, right? So you got to give people credit when they win. And I think what you're seeing right now from Michael Whatley and from Laura Trump is the holes in the GOP, the missteps, the problems that needed to be solved have become so apparent that when they stepped in and just made those simple, they're not easy, but they are simple to identify. When they made those changes, it has had just a ripple effect of helping get so many things put together, understanding we have to spend the money efficiently, understanding we have to chase ballots, understanding we have to talk to the groups legally that are on the ground, and we have to have an open line of communication with the candidates. I mean, all of that lines up. And look, these aren't some, you know, scientific method ideas, but for years, there has been this Bush plague, is what I'll call it, this Bush plague of people in the party that don't understand blue-collar Americans, that don't understand the basics, what it means to talk to Mary Jo Beercan. And these people have been trying to figure out how to earn votes from folks that they would never sit down at a lunch table with. That's a problem. And I think all that is changing now because we're actually talking to normal people, blue-collar workers.
Yep.
And I think as the party moves towards that America First really working class party, it's great timing that now we're finally fixing our processes to reach those voters, to motivate those voters, and to win.
You know, and that's where I was going to go next. And I think Scott Presler is kind of a good focal point of this. Whereas the RNC under McDaniel would have never worked with him, reached out to him, even though he probably did more to earn Republican votes than McDaniel ever did. Now the RNC is reaching out and working with him. And so it's that change of the kind of the DC blue bloods running things to now it's truly a party of the people. Now you're mainly focused in Pennsylvania. I mean, if Trump wins Pennsylvania, that's going to make it nearly impossible for Biden to win an election. I mean, you know, I say with 0% doubt that the only reason why Biden won Pennsylvania in 2020 is because in Philadelphia, they brought, you know, 300,000 ballots for Biden and he got the vote Viagra at 3:30 in the morning and stole the state. Do you believe Pennsylvania is in play? Can we stop that from happening again?
Yeah, let me make two big points here. Number one, the reason that Ronna wouldn't work with Scott is because she can't make money off of Scott Presler, right? Let me say this loud and clear. I mean, that's why these people don't work with folks that are effective if they can't profit off it. And so that's why it's much easier. Spend the $500 million on TV ads and make your 15% as a consultant. So let's talk about Pennsylvania. The thing that is key about Pennsylvania, why I do believe it's my home state, I'm spending all my time there. We're hiring 120 full-time ballot chasers, knocking on 500,000 doors. And let me give you one statistic. In 2020, Trump lost the state by 80,000 votes. There were 141,000 Republicans that were sent. They requested a ballot and never sent it back. And nobody talked to him, Owen. The RNC didn't spend any money on full-time ballot chasers. The Democrats have 100 people in the field year-round, full-time. And we can't put – we're going to do a Super Saturday with 10 volunteers.
And they're reminding them, too. They're sending emails. They're sending texts.
And they're going to them with a message. The message is not, oh, we're, you know, pro-choice. The message isn't, oh, you know, we're the party of sanity and Trump's the devil. I'm talking about the Democrat message. No, the message is, hey, Bob, you have a ballot sitting there on your kitchen table. I'm going to be back here in a week if you don't send it in. They literally annoy the voters. We have to do that. You can't just target these people with your typical TV ads of advocacy. You have to say, I know you have a ballot. So here's what gives me hope on. They already ran the playbook in 2020. We know you can't have 110% of people show up to vote. They're in the high 90s in Allegheny, which is Pittsburgh, and Philadelphia counties. So they're already, the turnout, there's not much more they can do. And here's the best part. Registrations are trending our way. Registrations for Republicans since 2022, the net gain, who's had more of a gain? Republicans have had a higher gain in 66 of 67 counties. Now, I'm gonna own up to this. The only one that we don't is my hometown, Delaware County. But the fact that Philadelphia and Allegheny counties have net gains for Republicans, it's the first time in 40 years. So the good news, I'll stop this rant, is there's no more room. They can't go anywhere. And so if we do the playbook, if we do what we're supposed to do, we can beat them by just owning that mail-in ballot focus. And that's what we have to do to win.
PHAce.com. If you want to help Cliff Maloney, he's making a difference in the pivotal state of Pennsylvania. Cliff, thank you for your time. Keep up the great work.
Appreciate you guys. Take care.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs that do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. birth defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Bill Gates threw that little chicken dick. You know how he walked, like a demonic elf. Hey, Bill Gates. And Angelina Jolie going, children.
I am Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm Piers Morgan.
Ever seen a Cellini?
My name's Glenn Beck.
That's Hillary.
Hold on, I'm Gary Johnson.
Hi, this is Barack Obama without my teleprompter. I was raised by the Ford Foundation and Carnegie Endowment.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you? I'm Bernie Sanders.
Chris Hayes' glasses like he's a little smart guy.
Rachel Maddow.
Thank you, Satan, for all your love. Signed, Sheryl Sandberg.
Job of the Hutt.
I'm the Amazing Wendy.
I am Optimus Prime.
I am William F. Buckley of the Sun.
Visit InfoWarsStore.com today and be the reason we're still on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
Gentlemen, I want to open up the phone lines now, and I want to get just any callers. We've been taking eyewitnesses to the shooting that were at the rally all week. I now want to shift and take any callers. I want to hear what you think about the assassination attempt on Saturday, and you can go anywhere you want. Open lines. I've done my coverage. I you know where I stand on things. I'd love to hear from you. Because here's the deal. No one else is really doing this. No one else is really doing this, folks. And nobody trusts the
formal investigations, the official investigations. We already have been lied to so much. We already have so many questions that should be answered now that aren't being answered. And mostly everybody else in the media is just covering the RNC. And that's not to say that there aren't people talking about it and asking questions, but they're not putting a full thrust into this, and this is just such a void. And so I want to really focus on this. So we're going to take as many calls. I want to hear what you think about what happened Saturday. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And we will get you up and on the air. We'll put the number at the bottom of the screen for those watching as well. Now, this is just, it's just crazy, really. And let's not forget who the violent party has been. And there's so many examples. I'm just going to have to remove them from the desk because I just don't have the time and I want to take calls. But, I mean, how insane is this? BlackRock yanks 2022 ad featuring Trump shooter Thomas Matthew Crooks. New York Post headline. How is that even real? I mean, there's so many crazy things about this. So many crazy things. It just makes it all harder to believe, quite frankly. A local Pittsburgh news outlet is investigating Pittsburgh motorcycle officers transferred after working Trump rally. Two Pittsburgh police motorcycle officers who were injured during the shooting at former President Trump's rally over the weekend have been removed from the cycle unit. The decision has sparked controversy and disagreement inside the department. Cycle officers were injured? Anybody hear about this? Where is this coming from? Sources told Chief Investigator Rick Earle that those cycle officers were asked to assist in former Trump President Trump's motorcade to the rally in Butler County on Saturday. According to the sources, the officers claimed they notified the proper personnel with the Pittsburgh Bureau of Police and received authorization to help. But according to the same sources, the Bureau said they did not get permission. What is going on here? Source told 11 Investigates that the Pennsylvania State Police requested Pittsburgh motorcycle officers to assist with former President Trump's motorcade Saturday night from the airport in Allegheny County to Butler County and back again. Pittsburgh sent 10 officers. Four of them, as we exclusively reported Sunday afternoon, were hit by shrapnel when a gunman opened fire at the rally. Hit by shrapnel. Did anybody hear about these police officers getting injured? And why are they being punished for working? One of them even went to the hospital. Two days after their heroic actions helping people who were injured, two motorcycle unit supervisors were transferred out of the unit because they were told they never got permission to assist Trump. Standing down security even after the shooting? What in the hell is that? Now, there's other rumors circulating that basically there's a giant hush campaign being run right now with all parties involved that if anybody opens their mouth, they're going to be punished. Now, that's coming from multiple people that have Secret Service contacts. Now, I would suspect there's going to be whistleblowers. If not one, maybe two, who knows, maybe three. O'Keefe has already said he's working on some. There's some other members of the media that say that they have sources that are thinking about going public. So there's something going on that's worthy of going public. Is it going to be the answer to did they stand down Secret Service? Did they refuse extra help? Did they give extra help to Jill Biden? Did they intentionally put the worst people on Trump's team? How did nobody cover that building? And then, of course, there's the biggest question, and that is, did the shooter work alone? He might have worked alone in his mind, but he might have had help behind the scenes that he didn't even know about. How is he not on the FBI's radar? Maybe he was on the FBI's radar. When will we find that out? Still no press conference 5 days later with just basic facts that we could easily have by now. So we go to the lines. Let's start with Ray in Nevada. Ray, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey Owen, how you doing? So I was at the rally when Trump came out to Vegas a few months ago. And security, like from what everybody's talking about right now, security was okay. I wouldn't say it was the greatest, but when Trump came out, as soon as he got on the stage, we had a helicopter started circling around the whole perimeter.
Air support, basic stuff.
Yes, exactly. And then you're gonna tell me that a 20-year-old just avoids all law enforcement, carries a ladder with a rifle, gets up on the roof, and nobody sees him. And then the other thing was that even before we even, because I showed up at 5 in the morning, I didn't start the rally till 9, and cops were already surrounding the whole perimeter. And everybody's talking about him walking around the building, taking pictures or getting the distance. Cops would have already been on site. So it just does not make sense how he got around the whole thing.
Yeah, in fact, there's a story that is breaking right now. It was just sent to me. I'm going to have the crew print this. It's really big. There's a lot of stuff here. Guys, if you go to the Gateway Pundit, Trump assassination, crooks impossible path to the roof at Butler, Pennsylvania rally. Now again, we're forced to cover this, speculate, if you will, theorize, if you will, because we get nothing from the investigation. We get nothing. I have to source out eyewitnesses. I have to source out citizen reports, citizen video. I have to do the analysis myself. I have to bring it to you on air because we get nothing. We get nothing from the investigation when there are basic things that we could already have as far as the bullets, how many shots fired back, forth, the gun, I mean, the route, I mean, how is nobody on the roof? I mean, these are all things that we could already have access to, and they give us nothing. Ray, thank you for the call. I'm going to get that report, and I'm going to see if there's some more information that can help us here in that report. Let's go to Tyler in Florida. Tyler, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I think you nailed it the other day when you talked about dude had a suppressor. Everybody thinks it's fireworks. He even could have had subsonic rounds, for all we know. And I just think that, you know, Democratic Party and the MSM is going to sit there and they're going to muddy the water so much to where it's just going to be another a whitewash, basically. You know, they're going to point fingers at this person, that person, and nothing will ever come of it. Nobody's going to be held responsible, you know.
And look, think about it. They're getting their time right now to cover up their scene, to cover up their tracks, and to get their story straight because nobody's holding their feet to the fire. They've got a hearing that's supposed to be scheduled for the 23rd, and the DHS and the Secret Service is already stonewalling.
Yeah, another thing that made me laugh earlier today, I think Alex told this part. They're talking about, two officers, one held one on his shoulders, and he grabbed the edge of the roof and looked up there, and the guy pointed the rifle at him. Like, seriously? You know, something that a 10-year-old would do.
Well, hold that thought, because let's just take that for what it is. Let's just say that that did happen. Well, this puts even a larger timeline in between somebody knowing in law enforcement that there was a shooter on the roof and then the shot being taken. Because right now with the video, we know for a fact that there were at least 2 minutes between law enforcement being aware of the guy on the roof and him taking the first shot. 2 minutes. So just specifically for this instance, 2 minutes between a shooter being ID'd on the roof and him taking a shot. 2 minutes. Now, if this phenomenon is happening with an officer being hoisted up there and seeing him, how much time does this add? Because the videos we have, the shooter is not moving his rifle towards anybody. He's not shifting where he's shooting or pointing it at an officer. So, okay, when did that happen? So what are we talking? Is this another 30 seconds? Is this another minute? Is this another 2 minutes that law enforcement knew about it? So, I mean, now we're looking at, what, 3 minutes, 5 minutes where he was a known shooter on the roof and nobody stopped him?
Many officers, they want to say, oh, well, they couldn't ID him if he was an officer or not. He had an American flag shirt on with gray baggy pants, long hair.
And he was already ID'd. And he was already ID'd as a suspicious individual.
Yeah, and the two snipers right behind Trump, they were sitting there looking at him the whole freaking time. And then when he starts shooting, he grabs his bog pod. I got the same bog pod that sniper's got. And he jerks it back to him. His muzzle drops. But he wasn't even on target for 3 to 5 seconds, maybe. Crazy.
Absolutely. Great call, Tyler. I thank you for it. Let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, I'm a union stagehand with the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees. I work for Trump, Clinton, Romney. Also work the Republican National Convention in Tampa. No one is safe at any public event. Be aware. Take action. You can't rely on anyone but each other. You just said that nobody did anything watching this guy climb a roof. Someone should have did something. It's not going to be the cops.
I mean, it's crazy to think that's where we're at. But, I mean, literally, it's like, I mean, it's just like the guy who lost his life, who had to protect his family from getting shot, loses his life, saves his family's life. I mean, it's like, folks, but who knows? I mean, see, that's the environment they've created. It's like you stop a deranged lunatic from hurting people on a New York subway, you go to jail. So it's like, oh, yeah, look, there's a guy about to shoot Trump. You go take him out. Oh, you're going to jail. You stopped an assassination.
All right, oh, another thing. I have a relative. He killed Anton Cermak, the mayor of Chicago in Miami. He was standing next to Roosevelt. He got the electric chair. Before he got the chair, he was screaming that they're all crooks. This guy's name is Crooks. I think there's more going on. You should look at the person who got killed more than at Trump to see why this was done. And that's all I have to say.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a reason I've decided not to go into the shooter much because I think there's a lot of other things we need to focus on first. So I haven't really gotten any too many conspiracy theories about the shooter itself or the name. Or the other name that's being put out there, where some people say this was the actual shooter. I mean, look, there's a lot of questions I could have with that. But I think there's too much unknown gray area conspiratorial stuff there that I've decided to focus on the stuff that I can look at and add things up and say this doesn't make sense. And I can present it to you and be completely convincing. Like, was there one shooter, two shooters? What about the diversity? You know, what about the stand downs? So, I mean, let's just go to another caller before I keep ranting. Let's go to Jeff in Kansas. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, pleasure to speak with you, Owen.
Thank you.
I was just going to add, the shooter is alleged to have had a bulletproof vest, as well as the explosives and other weapons in the car. And I think the intent was that he was going to survive the shoot and then maybe use those explosives on the panicked Trump supporters.
Well, and we need more information to do a proper analysis of this, but first of all, he'd have to be an idiot, and obviously he is an idiot, to think he was going to make it out of there alive. So I mean, maybe he did believe that. I don't know. Maybe he was told that. But now you're talking about he'd have to somehow get from his spot to his vehicle. We're now told he rode a bike up out of his vehicle. So, I mean, it's an interesting theory about the explosive devices. We've been given nothing on that, by the way. They just tell us he had them, and that's all we get.
Well, the bulletproof vest, I mean, again, nothing's confirmed yet, but it the mindset would be that he thinks he's going to survive in order to wear that.
Well, if he really thought that he was going to get out of there. To me, that makes me think he was told he was going to get out of there and he wasn't working alone. All right, Jeff.
Just wanted to bring that to your attention. Thanks,
yeah, thank you. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Black MAGA in Georgia. Black MAGA, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Owen? First of all, I'd like to say I respect you guys very much, and I appreciate you guys for being on the air. You guys a few years ago have really woken me up, and I always had thoughts, but you guys are very thorough with it. Man, I don't want to be long. That's an impossible scenario for that guy to get up there. There's no use of us playing like fools. That's what happens with us. We start trying to open up all these different options. If he got up there, then it was obvious that it was definitely an inside job from somebody. I don't want to go into saying which part of the government or whatever it was, but it was too close. It was just too simple. This guy's 20 years old. This guy, and you know, he's no military expert, no nothing. It's hard for a person to want to believe that this young guy did this by himself, perfect Manchurian candidate.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm looking into this new story at the Gateway Pundit, asking a lot of relevant questions as well about the ladders, which, again, this is information that somebody could answer in a press conference, and they're not doing it. I mean, well, they really just simple as that. They're just not giving us the answers.
They do this to us on everything that they're doing. It's almost like with Trump. All my friends have already called me like, man, you called this months ago. Actually, even before Ramaswamy, I even heard Ramaswamy on your saying that this was a possible scenario with Trump, that they might try to kill him. And I think that was a couple of months ago, but I have been saying this for over a year. Once they exhaust all their measures, if they can't get the people to turn on Trump, then they'll just do what they have to do. And I'm scared that this is just not over with these people neither.
Well, they basically said it's not over with the only statement we've gotten from the investigation since, saying, oh, by the way, now Trump supporters are going to do something violent. I mean, that's what the FBI and the DHS said. So,
yeah.
Which tells me they're the ones running it. Just like they did with the plot to kidnap the governor.
Exactly. That's what I say. They do it all. You know, same way with the prosecutions and everything. I mean, they can just get away with anything they're doing to him. And it's actually sad as a supporter. It's sad to see our country fall completely apart. And what they did with you and Alex is actually even sad, too, because you guys are legitimate reporters and your guys are more neutral than any mainstream media it is. I just want you to know you guys are the best, top of the line, bar none. So I just wanted to say that, man. I let somebody else get on here, but I appreciate you. And one thing we got to do is fight they hate with love. So I'm going to tell you I love you, brother, and I appreciate you.
I appreciate that. Thank you for the call. So I'm just reading some of this, guys, and it just doesn't add up. It's just more stuff that doesn't add up. And so they're saying that crooks purchased the ladder the day of the shooting. So basically, I'm about to take another call, and I'll look more into this. And then we got an FBI, former FBI agent whistleblower coming on in the next hour. So this guy, because he couldn't have had advanced intelligence unless he was given advanced intelligence. So this guy, in a single day, was able to go case the rally venue, case it, decide, okay, this is where I'm going to place a ladder, this is the roof I'm going to go up and try to get a shot on. He was able to do enough pre-casing to reach that conclusion of where it needs to go up. He goes and gets a ladder. He hauls a ladder up, climbs the ladder with a rifle, at some point may or may not have gotten on a bicycle, and nobody stopped him. And nobody stopped him. And that's before the 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes of law enforcement knowing he was on the roof with the gun. Impossible. I mean, look. Folks, this has to be an intentional stand down. I mean, there is no way it could be this incompetent. This much incompetence is almost more impossible than the official story. All right, let me take another call. Let's go to Cliff in Georgia. Cliff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. First off, you guys are on top of this all the way. Having Sawyer on yesterday, that was brilliant. Bongino's out there. These two guys are operators, so they're not suits sitting at a desk. They're actually out there. They know what they're talking about. So when they say there's a problem with the tactics that were used to protect Trump, there was a problem. As far as the remote control and maybe there were some explosive devices, I think the kid thought he was going to get away. Like you said, he was probably told, here's what you're going to do. You're going to use this remote control device. You're going to set off the explosives in your truck. You're going to get on that bicycle, and you're going to take off. The explosives are more of a diversionary tactic. As far as the second shooter, I agree with you. I don't think there was one. Shooters using triangulation, if there was a second shooter and he was a pro, because they wouldn't have put a rookie out there as a second shooter, he'd have been in a standoff position outside the perimeter, Trump wouldn't be here, period. If they were using triangulation and had extra shooters, they would have waited. They knew they weren't going to be detected. They would have waited until he popped his head out of that group of people, and then that would have been it. So I think this kid was the only shooter, but you're right. He didn't do this alone. There's just no way. And this isn't 1963. So the American public isn't going to just shrug their shoulders and go, okay, well, I guess that's too bad. They're not going to believe what they're told, and that's good. Stand up. Don't believe the smoke. You know, that's all it is. The last thing I'll bring up is you have all these different podcasters out there, and they have some of them have some pretty strong following saying that Trump staged this incident. That would mean that those people in there, in that crowd, were crisis actors, and that the people that were killed were just out of the loop or part of the staging. But in any event, what happened to Alex Jones?
Yeah,
when he said.
Yeah, I don't even want to really waste time on that, and I don't mind that you brought it up because it's a totally great point. I'm just, you know, the time is so precious here. I just didn't even want to take that angle. And I mean, here's my thing. I obviously don't think it was staged, but like Trump staging it and putting a blood pill or whatever in his ear is more plausible than the official story that we're getting. But here's the thing: as you've listened, Cliff, and thank you for the great call. Folks, I've talked to people that were literally right next to the people that got shot. We've talked to multiple eyewitnesses that were right there and witnessed it. A man is dead. That's real. So, I get it. Question everything. Don't trust anything. This world is crazy. I don't blame people for doubting everything. But if I had any reason to believe that, I would tell you. I have all the reason to believe the opposite. Now, there's even crazier stuff. Final 30 seconds. We're about to be joined by a former FBI agent turned whistleblower. Folks, this actually gets crazier. The narrative is saying that he climbed a ladder on a different building on top of a storage unit, meaning that he actually had to walk on the roof about 50 yards with a gun, and that he drove a Hyundai Sonata. Folks, literally, this is like impossible. I mean, my God.
Survival Shield X3 is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering this product. Frankly, not even considering it, just getting it at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, we know that nascent iodine supports thyroid health. Now, our thyroid is responsible for several things associated with our health, namely detoxifying, purifying the body, and eliminating the chemicals that we're exposed to, whether they're chemicals in our air, or chemicals in our water, or chemicals in our food. Nascent iodine is key in giving our body and our thyroid the strength and power that it needs to detoxify these terrible chemicals from the way that we are exposed to them in the environment. Now, not only is this nascent iodine incredible for our thyroids, but X3 is specifically designed to be as effective as possible because Survival Shield X3 includes three different types of iodine for one specific reason: to ensure bioavailability. We know that different people have different genes. Some genes are more prone to being able to absorb nascent iodine than others. So we've included three different types of nascent iodine in Survival Shield X3 to ensure that your body is able to absorb and integrate at least one of them into your functioning so that you can be as efficient and healthy as possible. Now, it's not only important to buy Survival Shield X3 because it does things like support thyroid health or because it does things like support detoxification or the enhanced bioavailability, but also because by getting this product, Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, you are supporting InfoWars itself. We know that this is a critical time for our country. We know that we have one of the most important elections, if not the most important election of all time, coming up this November. And so by getting Survival Shield X3 from InfoWars Store, BandStore.com. Not only are you supporting your health and your body's ability to detoxify itself and power its thyroid system, but you are supporting InfoWars and keeping InfoWars on the air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Survival Shield X3, support your thyroid health, detoxify your body, keep InfoWars on the air, and frankly, save humanity.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.